Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been, of course, very focused on the situation in Israel in terms of the hostages. Herman Bosman, head of TSU International Kidnapping, Hostage Survival and Extortion, joins us this morning. Herman, very good morning to you. Haven't spoken to you in 2025. All the best for the year. How are you?
Good morning. Well, thank you, and good day to the listeners.
So this latest to and fro, give us your thoughts on it. We battling to process so many aspects of it. Maybe you can give us some perspective here.
Well, I think it is a bit of a complex situation where I think not only the people on the outside, but even within the negotiation groups and Israel, people are battling with what would be the right thing to do and what need to be agreed on. And that's why there's a lot of threats to resign in parliament, in the cabinet, in Israel, should this deal go through and should it not go through. So I think internationally there's a lot of confusion also about what is the actual deal, because we don't see as previously as clear what the agreements will include. So from my point of view, the whole change of administration in the U.S., definitely has a big role to play. And the uncertainty of what may happen or not happen on the 20th and thereafter with the new presidency is definitely a big part of what we now see. And I think that is a new thing to what we saw previously. Therefore, I think both parties sort of rather want to see to be the good guy. Both parties want to say, well, we really want an agreement. We really want to move forward. We really want to have a peace settlement in Gaza. And I think that is starting to play out, where Israel is being pressured to agree. And also where Hamas and the others are also aligning now to agree to something. Although both will do and have some compromises. But I must immediately say that the moment you have 33 or in the 30s hostages being alive, released, if that's going to be possible, will be amazing, will be great, will be a victory to the families, to the hostages, to so many that's endured 15 plus months of agony and pain.
Of hell,
so
yeah.
that is something we must say, well, that's great. But I think there will be conditions to this, that if I must do anything thereafter, continue to what they've been doing, it would reset everything. I think that will be in there. I think there will definitely be if they violate the agreement, then, you know, there will be no agreements, thing to speak.
Right.
Well, yes, they will have probably thousands released, prisoners released. That's not all innocent hostages, like in the case of the Israelis. So that's a negative, but that's also part of this whole weird negotiations in Israel, and been like that for years and years and years.
Is there a lot of the discussion is obviously around I think that one of the biggest issues and the biggest fears that they have in Israel is about the people being released, convicted, people with blood on their hands, quite literally. They, in a situation like this, where you've got 33 hostages that we now know are alive, is there a price too high to pay? And I'm asking you just because you very often are sitting within these hostage or kidnapping negotiations. How do you treat this?
Well, in the normal negotiations that we deal with, we do not exchange hostages. That's a non-negotiable. That's something that just doesn't happen. But within the political arena, it's different. And within the situation in the Gaza and Israel and conflict, we've historically seen with even one soldier of exchange for more than 1,000 Gazans. So it's a bit of a different scenario where politics do play a big role, and you do see exchanges and compromises being made. But what has happened historically with these people that's been released, they have gone back to criminality and terrorism, and then followed being taken out, being killed. And I think that has been sort of a trend that I've seen over many decades. Then the moment they release, they don't go back in society and open a business and, you know, start a corporate entity. They go back into and then the conflict just starts all over. And I think that's something obviously that the Israeli negotiators are very wary of. But they're playing in a much bigger political arena where we're not. If you look historically, the majority of countries supported Israel. Everybody was in favor of Israel. But we see countries like Ireland and Norway and many others starting to turn their back on Israel for absurd ideologies. And it just put more and more pressure on Israel to, at the end of the day, accept agreements, you know, to survive in the bigger political arena. And it's really difficult to just see this as just a negotiation deal. It's much more than the hostages. It's much more than just this round. I do think there's other discussions with the U.S. Behind the scenes that we are not aware of that may play out after the 20th and maybe January, February, March. I think we will see some things change that may put more light on this.
Why would Hamas, and I know we're nearly out of time, but why would, you know, something that you've said the whole way through is it doesn't benefit Hamas really to release these hostages because, well, for multiple reasons. The minute there's no hostages left in Gaza, then the war takes on a very, very different, Israel can take on a different strategy. What would motivate Hamas now to enter into a deal?
Well, remember, as long as they have hostages, and they have, they're only releasing 33 of the 98. So they're in the same position. For them, it's a win. They still have more than half of what they've had, and they still have the bargaining power with other hostages.
Yeah, very, very interesting. That is unfortunately where we do need to leave it. Thank you, as always. Herman Bosman is head of TSU International Kidnapping, Hostage Survival and Extortion.